Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
So, I'm a dumbass. Let me just get that out there. Reading this, you'll feel the urge to shake me and tell me just how many brain cells I'm missing. The answer is a lot. Rest assured, I'm very well aware of how much of a fuck up I am. So, let's get started. I'm currently looking for a car, since I'm living on my own now and I'm using public transportation to get everywhere. I'm looking for a new job though, and I don't want my options limited to wherever there is a bus stop. But because I'm a poor college student, most car dealerships are a bit over my budget, and when they do have cars that are in my price range, they tend to be really shitty. So I've resorted to trying out my luck on various sites like Craigslist, hoping to score a bargain deal. This happened a few nights ago, right when my school went on Thanksgiving break. Since I don't have to wake up early anymore, my whole sleeping schedule has flipped around, with me typically going to bed around 4 a.m. Because I'm on Thanksgiving break, I'm visiting home. But this particular night, both my parents were gone due to their own little mini vacation. So I'm chilling in my parents' basement at around 2 a.m., when I decide to check up on a local site like Craigslist and see if any car deals got posted since the last I checked. Lo and behold, somebody had posted a killer deal on a fairly new car that was exactly in my price range. The description said that there were no mechanical issues, it had passed all safety inspections, and the only reason they were selling it was because it was the seller's dad's car and he had recently passed away. Seeing as how I was bored and restless, I texted the number provided saying I was interested, and prepared myself for another few episodes of Grey's Anatomy. I figured there'd be no way they'd get back to me that night, but I wanted to be the first offer they saw in the morning when they woke up. A few minutes later, however, my phone buzzed. The guy said, "Hey, thanks for the interest. I didn't expect so many people to answer an ad posted at midnight, haha. I have someone coming to look at it around 7 a.m, so you can swing by after if they don't get it, unless you want to come over, now. I'm pulling an all-nighter, so it doesn't matter to me what time you want to come look at it." At this point, I had two options: do the sensible thing and wait until it was light outside, or decide to go meet a complete stranger at 2 a.m. in the morning. I could feel the smart angel and the dumb angel on opposing shoulders whispering in my ears, but the energy drinks I had just consumed helped the dumb angel win out. I texted back, "Sure, man. It's not often I go out and do crazy things this late at night, but that's what being a stupid college kid is all about, LOL. He texts me his location, but it's pretty far outside of town, so he agrees to meet me halfway. Luckily, I had my dad's car I could use to get there, since my parents had taken my mom's car. So I hopped in and drove to the address and arrived at about 3 a.m. The whole thing was exciting, and I kind of reveled in the fact that I was doing something kind of stupid. But I figured that taking a risk for such a great deal was how you got the good deals. The one thing that freaked me out was the place was super creepy. I parked in front of a parking garage and double-checked the address. Yup, it landed me to a really seedy part of town that was deserted even during daylight hours. Before I could even text him, I got a text saying, "I see you." I looked around and a figure came out of the parking garage waving his hands. I got out of my car and got a look. The guy was tall, about 40 years old, and balding. He had pale white skin and a really, really strained smile. His whole face looked uncomfortable from how much he was grinning. Even in the dim light, I could see how yellow his teeth were. And while the lower half of his face was smiling, his eyes weren't. They looked dead. "Hi, hi, hi, so good to see you. The car's parked in the garage, let me take you to it." He didn't even wait for me to introduce myself before physically grabbing my arm and attempting to steer me into the dark parking garage. I may be a bit of a dumbass sometimes, but at this point, my alarm bells were going off. I wrenched myself free and tried to initiate a bit of small talk, but he kept shuffling around until he was eventually behind me and kept shuffling towards me as I talked, trying to push me into the parking garage. At this point, I knew something was way off. I tried to glimpse into the garage and I couldn't make out much, just a small red light a few feet off the ground. Focusing on the red light, I made out something that made my entire body feel like it slumped to the ground in dread. It was a video camera. And now that my eyes were adjusting, I could make out a brief outline of someone standing right by the camera. Again, I'm a total idiot most of the time, but every so often, I'll have a bright idea accidentally. Thank God this was one of those times. "Oh shit, hang on, I forgot my wallet in my car." I tore myself free from his grasp and started jogging towards my dad's vehicle, sounding like the chill cucumber that I totally am. Without giving him a chance to respond, I looked over my shoulder and said, "Just give me a second, it's in the passenger seat." He was staring at me, and for once his dead eyes showed emotion. Rage. It was one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen, and I can't get it out of my head. His smile was so huge and so forced, but his eyes were incredibly, incredibly angry. He didn't say anything as I got into my car, unlocked it, got into my driver's seat, and acted like I was rooting around on the passenger seat. I did hear something as I jammed my keys in the ignition and slammed my foot on the gas pedal. "Hey!" It was a really deep, really angry voice that was totally different from the guys I was talking to. I booked it out of there, but as I looked in my rearview mirror, I saw about 10 figures run out of the parking garage, waving crowbars and bladed objects in the air. I was going about 80 miles per hour on State Street, but I didn't care. I drove that fast until I got home and parked, and I was shaking. I ran into my home, locked all my doors, and checked to see if anybody followed. They didn't. I phoned the police. They came over and took my statement. I'm not sure if they believed me at first, since I was already home by the time I called them. The Craigslist ad was pulled, and all I had were a series of text messages from what turned out to be a stolen phone. The parking garage was empty by the time they got there, and they didn't find much, besides two rolls of duct tape knocked over in a corner. So, lesson learned, I told my parents about it, and even at the age of 19, I'm now no longer allowed to use their cars after 8 p.m. I don't know exactly what they were planning to do, but the weapons, duct tape, and the video camera gave me a pretty good idea.